Hello, and welcome to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in programming, programming constructs. This is Specification Section 5.1 for WJHC GCSE, and it's absolutely crucial for both your Unit 1 theory exam and your Unit 2 practical assessment. Now, if you've ever wondered how programmers make computers do exactly what they want, the answer lies in three simple building blocks: sequence, selection, and iteration. Think of these as the DNA of every program you've ever used, from Instagram to your calculator app. By the end of this podcast, you'll understand how these constructs work, how to use them in your code, and most importantly, how to earn those precious marks in your exam. Let's get started. Core concepts, 4 minutes. First up, sequence. This is the simplest construct, and it's exactly what it sounds like. Sequence means executing statements one after another in order, like following a recipe. You crack the eggs, then you whisk them, then you pour them into the pan. In programming, this might look like get the user's name, then calculate their age, then display a welcome message. Each line runs in order, top to bottom. The key thing examiners look for here is understanding that sequence is the default flow. Unless you tell the computer otherwise, it just works through your code line by line. Simple, right? But here's where students lose marks: forgetting to initialize variables before using them. If you're going to count something in a loop, you need to set count equals zero before the loop starts. That's a sequence issue, and it's worth one mark in most questions. Now let's talk about selection. This is where your program makes decisions. In real life, you might say, if it's raining, take an umbrella, otherwise wear sunglasses. In programming, we use if statements to create exactly this kind of logic. The structure is, if a condition is true, then do action A, else do action B. Here's what's critical for WJEG. You must use the correct comparison operators. A single equal sign is for assignment, like setting a variable. A double equal sign is for comparison, like checking if two things are equal. Confusing these is one of the most common mistakes, and it'll cost you marks immediately. Also, remember that WGAC pseudocode uses specific keywords: if, then, else, and end if. You must close your selection structures properly, or the examiner can't tell where your if block ends. For more complex decisions, you'll use else if, which in Python is written as elif. This lets you check multiple conditions in sequence. For example, if age is less than 13, output child; else if age is less than 18, output teenager; else output adult. Notice how these conditions are mutually exclusive, meaning only one path executes. That's efficient coding, and examiners reward it. Nested selection is where it gets interesting. This means putting one if statement inside another. Imagine checking if someone is old enough to drive. First, are they 18 or over? If yes, then check, do they have a license? Only if both conditions are true do they get to drive. This requires careful indentation or clear end if statements to show which condition belongs to which block. In your Unit 2 practical, poor indentation is a guaranteed mark deduction. Finally, iteration, which means repetition or looping. There are two main types you need to know: count-controlled and condition-controlled loops. Count-controlled loops run a specific number of times. In Python, that's a for loop, like for I in range 10, this will execute exactly 10 times. It's perfect when you know in advance how many times you need to repeat something, like processing 20 student records or drawing 5 shapes on screen. Condition-controlled loops run until a condition changes. There are two flavors: while loops and repeat until loops. A while loop checks the condition before executing the code block. So if the condition is false from the start, the loop never runs at all. This is called a pre-condition loop. In contrast, a repeat until loop checks the condition after executing the code block, so it always runs at least once. That's a post-condition loop. Here's a classic exam question. Explain the difference between a while loop and a repeat until loop. The answer that gets full marks is, a while loop checks the condition before execution, so it may not run at all, whereas a repeat until loop checks after execution, so it always runs at least once. Notice the use of before and after. That's the key distinction examiners are looking for. The biggest mistake with loops: infinite loops. This happens when your termination condition never becomes true. For example, if you write while count is less than 10, but forget to increment count inside the loop, it'll run forever. Always, always check. Have I initialized my counter? Am I updating it inside the loop? Will the condition eventually become false? Use a trace table to verify this. It's a lifesaver. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Let's talk exam strategy. WJEC assesses programming constructs in two ways: theory questions in Unit 1 and practical coding in Unit 2. For theory questions, you'll often be asked to complete the pseudocode or identify the error in this algorithm. Read the question carefully and look for the command word. If it says state, give a brief factual answer. If it says explain, you must say how or why, using the word because to link cause and effect. When writing pseudocode, stick rigidly to WJEC standard conventions. That means output for displaying input for getting data and proper structured keywords like if, then, and, if. Don't mix Python syntax with pseudocode. It confuses the examiner and costs marks. For the practical exam, remember, indentation is not just for Python. Even if you're using Java or VB.NET, clear indentation shows the examiner your logical structure. Comment your code to explain complex nested constructs. Even if your syntax is slightly off, a good comment can recover marks by showing you understand the logic. Common pitfalls: using assignment instead of comparison in if statements, placing the loop increment outside the loop body, and forgetting the else catch-all condition. Also, watch out for off by one errors in for loops. If you want to repeat 10 times, does your range go from 0 to 9 or 1 to 10? Check the question carefully. One more thing: trace tables. If a question gives you code and asks what it outputs, draw a quick trace table. Make columns for each variable and step through the code line by line, updating values as you go. This prevents silly mistakes and shows you're working, which can earn partial credit even if your final answer is wrong. Quick fire recall, quiz, 1 minute. Right, let's test your memory. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Ready? Question one: what are the three fundamental programming constructs? Answer: sequence, selection, and iteration. Question two: what's the difference between a single equals and a double equals in most programming languages? Answer: single equals is assignment, double equals is comparison. Question three: does a while loop check its condition before or after executing the code block? Answer: before execution. That's why it's a precondition loop. Question four: what keyword does WJX pseudocode use to handle multiple mutually exclusive conditions? Answer: else if. Question five: what's the most common cause of an infinite loop? Answer: forgetting to update the loop counter or condition variable inside the loop. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant! If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the three programming constructs that form the foundation of all algorithms: sequence for step-by-step execution, selection for decision-making with if statements, and iteration for repetition using loops. Remember the key exam points: initialize variables before loops, use double equals for comparison, close all your selection structures with end if, and always check your loop termination conditions to avoid infinite loops. Use trace tables to verify your logic, stick to WJEC pseudocode conventions, and indent your code clearly in the practical exam. These constructs don't just appear in isolation. In real programs, you'll nest them together: loops inside if statements inside loops, and so on. That's where the marks are in those higher level 6-mark algorithm questions. Practice combining constructs and always comment your code to explain your thinking. Thanks for listening to GCSE Computer Science Essentials. Keep practicing, keep coding, and you'll absolutely smash this topic in your exam. Good luck, and see you next time.